the City of Tukwila Transportation Infrastructure Services Committee meeting for Monday, October 11th. And we will start with the first item on the agenda, which is the Surface Water Fund Storm Water Management Action Plan. Who is going to take this one from staff?
Hi, my name is Sherry Eckman. I'm the new levy project manager with Public Works.
Wonderful.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, nice to meet you all. So I have two memos to present with you tonight. The first one is the Water Quality Stormwater Management Action Plan, which is called SMAP. We're looking to get the Department of Ecology Water Quality Grant. And so I'm getting ready to submit that. And this, the SMAP is the Stormwater Management Action Plan, and it's required under the NPDES permit for the municipal phase two. We're required to prepare a SMAP and specifically towards a targeted watershed priority basin and look for opportunities to improve water quality or policies within that watershed. We are anticipating the DOE grant around $50,000, which will supplement our $366,000 budget for the entire SMAP and surface water comp plan, which I'll get in more detail in the next memo. And because we are we qualify under the 15%, so the city would be providing 15% of the grant. I'm just seeking approval to submit this to Department of Ecology for a grant. Do you guys have any questions?
Great, thank you. Okay, I'll start with Council Member Quinn.
Pretty straightforward. We have the funds for this. We match the criteria for the hardship project. Comfortable with this proposal. We have the funds. We meet the criteria for the hardship. And we can cover the cost of this process, which could lead to more expenditures depending on how bad things are. But I think this is what the Department of Ecology grant was actually for, is to really address. Sorry, I don't know why it keeps coming on.
Where did
I drop off at?
And this is why the Department of Ecology grant
exists. It's right. To allow us to address the serious issues around addressing water quality issues. And so if there's additional spending that would come, that just lets us know how bad our situation is or what kind of opportunities it presents for us to really address it.
Thank you, Deshaun. Councilmember McCloud.
Sherry, quick question. You said you're ready to submit, meaning you've already done all the applications, you've got the packet ready to go, it's just a matter of sending it in at this point?
Yes, it's due tomorrow.
What if we said no?
Well, then I guess I wouldn't be submitting.
You're asking for permission after you did all the work? Okay, I'm all for it. It's just a curious process. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Tom. And I'll just note that the funding for this is coming out of surface water. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it's budgeted under surface water, which is the enterprise fund. So it does not hit the general fund, which is good. So I believe we have full committee approval then, which is what we were seeking to submit this. So thank you very much. You have our approval.
Thank you.
So that moves us on to the next one, which is the Stormwater Management Action Plan and Surface Water Comprehensive Plan, consultant section, selection, and agreement. You're going to take this one too?
Yes. So again, my name is Sherry Edquist, and this is to approve the SMAP, the Surface Water Comp Plan, and the Stormwater Management Action Plan, which is in conjunction, and to award it to OTAC. For a total budget of $366,000. And again, a portion of that we're hoping to get grant funds for, as I mentioned in the previous proposal. We solicited 57 firms, of those 57 firms, only two actually submitted applications, and we selected OTEC, which we felt was the best fit for this project. The stormwater management action plan is required under Ecology's NPDES municipal permit. The surface water comp plan we had one from 2013. It needs to be updated and based on current CIPs. We get a list of our CIPs out of it for surface water plans, and we also update costs, and we also look at the current policies and requirements as well. And so we're asking to improve this consultant agreement and then take it to the consent agenda on October 18th.
Great, thank you. I'll start with Council Member McLeod this time. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns?
So I'm assuming, did we have a previous consultant and now OTEC could become the new consultant?
OTEC did preliminary work related to the Stormwater Management Action Plan. So they did the initial work.
Okay.
Pulling it together.
Okay, so no, I don't have any questions. This seems pretty straightforward also, so I'm good.
Yeah, Councilman McLeod, to give you an answer, the last time we did the comp plan was 10 years ago.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Harry. Councilmember Quinn.
Similar to Councilmember McLeod, I mean, my question was more, we feel fairly confident with the work of OTEC. And, you know, we can go through the contract, but the question is, and maybe this is Ari, that this consultant can give us exactly what we need to meet our NPDES permit process.
That is correct, Councilmember Quinn. We have been working with OTEC on a few other stormwater-related contracts, and Mike Perpetti is familiar with the workforce there, and so we're pretty confident in that firm's staff. Mike, do you want to speak to some of their capabilities that you have observed over the last year or so?
Yeah, I think we're working with OTEC in different capacities. They helped us with our LID code update. They're working with us on the Riverton Creek Flapgate Removal project design. And I think we're really getting bang for the buck here. The surface water comp plan with the new SMAP NPDES requirements. And so those have varying deadlines that they've already targeted for us moving forward. And then Sherry's going to try to supplement that with that additional grant. And sorry about that, Councilmember McLeod. This is not our normal process to begin to apply for a grant prior to asking your permission. It's just that we became aware of that this within the time frame and kind of had to take our chances, if you will, to move forward with this. So forgive us for going out of order.
No problem.
So just to kind of recap, I mean, we feel strongly about the delivery of service, the continuity of service, which uniquely places OTEC in a very competitive position to help us with the establishment of the surface water comp plan. Is that correct?
Yes, Councilmember Quinn, that is correct. And also, like what Sherry mentioned, there were only two companies that applied. The market out there is kind of tough right now in terms of getting the variety and trying to go through two or three iterative interviews. But we're lucky that the only good consultant we have happened to be the consultant that we're familiar with, that we had worked with them.
Okay. And welcome, Ms. Equid.
Thank you.
Hopefully I pronounced that. Okay.
And OTEC has joined with ASPEC, so ASPEC Consulting will also be assisting them as our sub.
Great. Okay, that's great. I don't have any additional questions. I recognize the name of OTEC because, well, it makes sense because we have worked with them in the past. So this is fine with me. So I believe we are all in agreement to forward this to the October 18th regular consent agenda. So thank you. that moves us along to the TDM program updates. Allison.
Hi there. Hi. 1 second while I pull up my presentation. Can you all see that? Great. So I am here with Chris Andre. We are the staff on the TDM team, and we're going to just present an update on our program. So here we go. The Transportation Demand Management Program provides transportation resources and incentives to improve air quality, reduce congestion, and help people get around Tukwila and South King County. And this slide shows some photos of the outreach that our program has done. So we table events, we distribute Orca cards, and the photo on the right is of Bike Everywhere Day, where we had a metro bus where folks could test out putting their bikes on the bike rack. And I wanted to provide a little bit of program history. So the program started with commute trip reduction, or CTR, and that's the state law that requires large employers to reduce employee trips to work sites. And in recent years, we've been able to acquire additional grant funding to expand the scope of our program beyond just commute trips to a more regional all trips focus. So we've been able to provide TDM services to smaller employers, lower income users, youth, and seniors. And this makes a lot of sense because transportation is a regional issue requiring regional solutions. And Tukwila benefits from hosting the regional TDM program by improving residents' access to jobs, health, and quality of life. And staff participation in regional transportation meetings helps advocate for community needs in Tukwila and helps bring new mobility services here. And I just wanted to give a little example of a past grant-funded project. We had a commute trip innovation grant at SeaTac Airport a couple years ago, and this allowed us to pilot providing TDM services for workers at the airport. We tested out a bunch of different strategies, but something we really had success with was a monthly rewards program. So this was something that airport employees could sign up for, and they signed up mostly at in-person events. And they received an incentive worth $20 for signing up, like an Orca card. And they committed to using transit, carpooling, or active transportation to get to work. And then we would follow up with them once a month for maybe about 5 months. And if they had used their chosen mode in the last month, then they got another incentive. And through this program, we were able to reduce the drive-alone rate of participants by 15%. I put together this chart to show our current funding. So this shows only secured funds. So these are things that we either have a contract for or have a letter, a notice of award. So the gray bar on the bottom shows our funding for the CTR program. And that is pretty much ongoing funding that renews every 2 years. And I'll actually, the next item on the agenda will be about that. And it's a stagnant amount. It's just been this flat over the years, but it's a really great source of funding because it is reliable and continuous, and we've been able to leverage it to use as match for other grants. The blue bar represents our current contract with King County Metro, where we receive pass-through funding to help implement a federal CMAQ grant that Metro has by doing TDM in South King County. And then the green represents a WashDOT regional mobility grant. So we just finished up our two-year award, and we're just starting a new four-year award. And then the yellow represents a federal CMAQ grant. That's the first award that we have applied for directly. And that one, we have a notice of award, but not the contract yet. But I anticipate that that one will begin in 2022. With this increased funding, we'll be able to provide translation and interpretation services with our outreach. We'll be able to partner with community-based organizations by compensating them for their work. We'll be able to reach more target users, and some of those are especially newcomers to the area, like immigrants and refugees, because they can benefit from our services most to help demystify the transportation system. And we can hopefully impact their choices, like while they're in a transition. And we'll also be able to work on installing bike and pedestrian amenities like bike racks to help with the connections for first last mile. So now I'm going to talk about the impact of COVID-19 on the program. The pandemic brought to light inequities in our transportation system. However, transit ridership remained relatively stable in South King County even during the stay-home order. So the map on the right is one that you are probably familiar with, but it just shows routes with the highest and lowest ridership loss at the start of the pandemic. So you can see that the blue routes where that lost the most ridership were in the north, and the yellow routes that had the lowest loss in ridership are in the south. And that just highlights how there are essential workers in the region who are still riding transit during this time. The graph on the lower left shows highway traffic in King County from the start of the pandemic up to now. So you can see that highway traffic declined significantly at the start of the pandemic and has since returned nearly to baseline levels. So those of us who are highway users, we experienced for a brief moment what it was like when there was no congestion, and there's been some studies that have shown that air pollution levels dropped in different places all over the world during this time. And I think this just highlights the continuing need for TDM, that we need to help intervene to reduce the demand on our highway system and reduce congestion and air pollution. I wanted to point out that the Metro October service change brings Metro back up to about 90% of service hours as before the pandemic. And service in Tukwila remained relatively preserved due to consistent ridership. So they're prioritizing maintaining and bringing up service levels where it's needed most. Our in-person TDM outreach was put on hold, and the program pivoted to address needs and try new methods of reaching transportation users at the beginning of the pandemic. And my colleague Chris is going to share more about the details of our program outreach.
Thanks, Allison. I'm Chris Andre, and I actually can't see the PowerPoint, but I know what it entails, so hopefully everyone else can see it. I'll talk about a few examples during the pandemic, how we pivoted to reach folks and to support their needs. It was, you know, not an easy time for anyone, but luckily we had some great partners at the city and in the area who we had some collaborations with. One here on the left-hand side, I believe you should be able to see frozen meal deliveries that were done by the City Parks and Rec and Human Services Department. So we included some transportation information sheets there, just printouts with information, also including some public health, reinforcing public health information and guidelines. And then as well with Renton Technical College, we partnered with them. We had been partnering with them before the pandemic hit and doing events, et cetera. But during the pandemic, their Learning Resources Center, essentially a computer lab and career center, maintained service for their students. And so we were able to offer Orca cards and information packets that were distributed when students would come visit. And in addition, the staff received some training videos about transportation options that they could help share with students as well as their staff, because they're coming from all over the region. And lots of them are working in addition to being students. Additionally, the King County School Pool Program, we were in discussions with their program to help foster carpooling, walking, and biking safely to schools in Tukwila when the pandemic hit. So, you know, instead of traveling together to school, it changed to a virtual format where, you know, there were much different recommendations. So we helped leverage the program to realize a free food map for students and families to pick up meals and distributed through the school districts as well. That's important because many people didn't need to go that far from home in order to access this. Additionally, we have an email list through our SKC Trips program. So we utilized this to share general public health information as there's ongoing updates as well, and traveling safely during COVID. I think that was had ongoing learnings, but also some misperceptions about how safe a bus was, how safe carpooling was, even mask usage. So that's something that we look to incorporate going forward, as well as just any travel and ways to get around sustainably where you're, you can mitigate your risk or perhaps take an active mode. Allison, can you move to the next slide, please? I'll assume that it's there. Ongoing outreach, we have some in-person events coming back. It's been great to do so with Parks and Rec Department as well as Tukwila Village, and we look forward to doing so in Kent and Renton soon, and hopefully that we'll be able to do more as things improve. We have a picture here as well of bike racks at the library, and we're providing funding with this new expanded funding and design assistance to install either biker ped amenities. Our program previously had ordered some racks and distributed them throughout Tukwila for people to have that secure lockups and to help with the first last mile connections. As well, Vieta Transit has expanded their service quite a bit. Metro's Vieta Transit first last mile van service has expanded their hours, as well as Tukwila Community Center as one of the hubs. So we're really excited about that. And it's really important for communities like Allentown. And we're looking forward to continuing to share out information there, as well as in some of the other areas, Renton Skyway, where it is now offered. We have as I mentioned previously, the SKC Trips Rewards Program. So it's information and resources, as well as folks can sign up for a Orca card, one of our grant-funded cards, and by filling out a transportation survey and and they'll be added to receive more information or can follow up with questions. In addition, there's the picture of a school pool sign. This was kind of another iteration of Metro school pool effort, and we helped advise about what would be useful, and it's nice that we have the signs out there finally. There's a few signs in four different languages along some of the school streets, and hopefully that helps tamp down some of the speeding that's occurred going forward. And we're always trying to develop partnerships and you know, outreach to community-based organizations. I think that's going to be continually important with people being a little harder to reach virtually, as well as just people going to trusted sources for information. We're really excited about expanded budget for this opportunity and to pay for partners' time as well. So I think with that, I'll stop talking, and please let us know if you have any questions or comments. Thanks.
Great, thank you. Councilmember Quinn.
No questions, no comments.
Thank you. Councilmember McLeod.
I would like to know what the yard sign says that you put up that has the lady, the young lady on it, and I don't know what language that's in.
I think that's in Somali, and it says something akin to slow down in school zones.
Okay.
And,
okay. No, I don't have any further questions. Thank you for your good work.
And I'll just follow up, and I live right by Foster High School in Showalter, and so I've seen all the signs, and I think they're great. You know, anything that we can do to slow people down, especially on 144th, is great. But my one question is, I am a light rail user. I either walk or I drive, like right down the street from me. But when you say you added TCC or the community center as a hub, can you tell me exactly what that is? Because I know we've had issues with trying to get, you know, transit, you know, opportunities in and out of that area. So can you just explain that one to me just a little bit?
Yeah, so Via to Transit expanded their service to include community hubs. So in Tukwila, it's the community center. So previously, you had to take a you had to call a ride that goes either to or from the light rail station, and now you can also get one to or from the community center.
Oh, that's excellent. Oh,
yeah.
That's great. I am really glad to hear that. That's something I can pass along too. That makes me very happy. So yeah, you guys, great work. Thank you for this update. It's, you know, it's exciting to see that we've got additional funding coming in. So I don't have any other questions. I appreciate the presentation, and thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks very much.
Uh-huh. So then that moves us on to our last item on the agenda, which is the WASHDOT TDM agreement. And Allison, I think that's you again.
Yeah, so we're asking for approval to accept the next round of biennial WASHDOT funding for the commute trip reduction program. We also interchangeably call it the TDM allocation. And it is for $74,204, and it's for a two-year period that started in July 1st and will run through June 2023.
Great. Pretty straightforward. Councilmember McLeod this time. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns?
This seems pretty straightforward, but just out of curiosity, do we run these through or past our attorney or legal team?
Yes, I do. And she has already looked at it and approved it.
Can I ask that when this goes to the consent, can you just throw that line in there on the memo? Can that be done?
I'll look into it.
Okay.
Or we can, I can point that out when I introduced it.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thanks. Thank you, Tom. Councilmember Quinn.
No questions. Pretty straightforward. Accepting $74,204 for this effort only makes sense, and it's a real benefit to employers in the community to, to make sure that they know this opportunity exists.
Great. Thank you, Deshaun. Okay, I don't have any other questions. No impact to the general fund. That's good. So great. Thank you. So this then will go forward to the October 18th regular meeting consent agenda. So thank you. All right. Is there anything else? Hearing none, we will adjourn and I'll see you guys at 7 o'clock.